21 is from the Corporation Counsel, submitting an informational monthly report providing an update on the status of pending litigation. This went to the Judiciary and Safety and General Services Committee, which took no action on this. It is informational unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Grady, do you have any need to update us on anything at this point?
I would. The question is whether you want to do. I could probably do most of the helping, but I think there's probably one or two things that should be done.
Well, why don't we do what we can in open session? If that's okay with the committee.
Open session, no problem. We go into closed session, I'm going to ask some questions.
Mr. Chairman, Mark Grady, Deputy Corporation Counsel for Milwaukee County. You have the list in front of you, and I'm not going to touch on every one of them, but I'll just highlight them very quickly. I'm going to really skip down to number 5 on the second page. I suppose I should back up. Number 3 is the lawsuit related to retiree health care copays, deductibles, et cetera. That is a lawsuit that was a ruling in our favor in the Eastern District of Wisconsin federal court. It has now been appealed to the Seventh Circuit by the plaintiffs, and it is pending in the Seventh Circuit. There's oral argument coming up on that case very shortly. The fourth case is the Medicare Part B premium case. The ruling in circuit court, state circuit court, was against us. We have appealed to the Court of Appeals pursuant to your authorization. The briefing in that case has pretty much been finished very recently, so the Court of Appeals decision could come anywhere from 3 to 9 to 12 months. It could be whatever they take. There's no deadline for them to act. Number 5 is the multiplier case. That is in a very similar posture. The multiplier case and the Medicare Part B case are about on the same timeline, approximately. The only difference is that we just received notice this last week that the multiplier case has been transferred from District 1, which is our district from Milwaukee County, to District 4 as part of a larger transfer of cases to equalize caseloads amongst districts. So we do have the unusual situation where the Medicare Part B case will be District 1 Court of Appeals and the multiplier case will be District 4 Court of Appeals. I'm sorry? District 4 is the southwestern part of the state, including Dane County. The case number 6 on the list is the furloughs case. That case has been dismissed. You will not see it again on the report in the future months. Number 7 is a case related to the sheriff's desire last year to privatize some of the bailiff services in the courtrooms. A temporary injunction was entered. The sheriff has decided that he's not really interested in pursuing that policy anymore, so that case will be dismissed probably within the next week or so, and that one will also disappear from this list. And just for distinction's sake, our office and me personally handled that case on behalf of the sheriff. There was no outside counsel on that case. We had a long discussion in chambers with the judge on the cases that are consolidated under number 8. There's a possible resolution. We're discussing some things. We have the personnel side of that case resolved. What's left to resolve are the financial issues related to that case, primarily attorney's fees issues. If we can get a resolution, at least a tentative one, but Judiciary Committee will be seeing that in the May cycle. Maybe it may or may not happen. I'm going to skip number 9 for the moment. Nothing much has happened there. Number 10 is the O'Donnell Park case. As you note on there, it's been scheduled for trial now, October 7th, for a 6-week jury trial. There's a mediation session that's going to last for a day or two. It's scheduled for a day, for 2 days at the end of July. There's very large claims, both for personal injuries, obviously, and wrongful death in this case, and there's very large property claims on behalf of Milwaukee County. And I don't know what to tell you about the chances of settlement. I'm pessimistic, but we'll see. If it doesn't settle, that's the trial date. Christensen, basically, you heard earlier the fact that there were proposals being made to the court from Armor Correctional The one thing that, that happened more recently is that Armor Correctional did offer in the last court hearing to provide only the top-level positions and work with county employees in the remaining positions. And so that proposal was in front of the judge. Human Resources had talked to Correctional Healthcare, CHC, which performs medical care services around the country. They're a Colorado corporation. They do a couple dozen counties in Wisconsin, medical care and jails. And they had expressed some interest in doing the same thing, offering a contract to the top level, three or four key positions, and working with county employees. We have found out that they are not interested in doing that now, at least not on a short-term basis. They would be interested in responding to a future RFP, but they don't feel like they can respond quickly enough. They don't have enough information to make an immediate offer to deal with that. So that is all in front of the court, and I think the court probably, given the current situation, will either give the county board and the county executive a deadline to act, or it's also possible that the judge may just act on his own at any time. We don't have a set date for him to make a decision, but frankly, we expect one soon. So I think anything else you'd want to ask about that, we might want to be in closed session. On number 12, I'll skip. There's no developments there. Number 13, again, we're waiting. There's been a motion for dismissal filed by the defendants pending in front of the court. We don't have a decision yet. Number 14 was in front of the Judiciary Committee this cycle, which authorized, and it'll go to the full board, the filing of a counterclaim against the plaintiffs in that case. The counterclaim relates to slope remediation, slope damage, environmental damage that occurred at the site. And I don't have the exact number. I want to say it's approximately $1 million or a little over $1 million in damages that we would be claiming. Number 15 is an overtime grievance that the Deputy Sheriff's Association brought under their collective bargaining agreement through their grievance process. The ruling of the arbitrator on the liability issues was against the county. He found that the sheriff's office had violated the contract in terms of the offering of overtime to deputy sheriffs instead of correction officers and in the manner in which it was offered. There was a second hearing scheduled to determine the amount of money that should be awarded, and we have a tentative settlement of that. We don't have final terms yet, but the dollar amount is expected to be in approximately $375,000. We had at one time, the DSA was claiming at one time $2 million, so that settlement was achieved through the use, the arbitrator became a mediator, basically, and pushed the two sides to a settlement. What we also obtained is some agreements from the Deputy Sheriff's Association creating some greater restrictions on the overtime allocation, overtime usage, or maybe the better way to say it is giving the sheriff a little bit more flexibility in terms of assigning overtime. Not 100%, not what you have in the ordinance for other people, but it gave us a little bit more than we had. We are expecting the Deputy Sheriff's Association to take that total pot and tell us numbers for individual employees, and then that would go forward. I believe...
As part of the close of the books for 2012, because of the status of this case and where they were leading to with the judge, I set up a reserve for the $375,000.
Number 16 is just on appeal right now, and so we'll be waiting for a decision on that case relating to sick allowance payments for at the time of retirement. Number 17 is the House of Correction case. There was a court hearing today on the motions, cross motions for summary judgment. I was not there. Ms. Walker attended that hearing during this meeting. I was told that the argument, we believe, went well. The judge indicated that he would be issuing a decision either orally on May 1st or before May 1st in writing. So we will have an answer on or before May 1st. all I can say is we're very hopeful. We believe we are correct in this case, that the county's position is correct, and we're very hopeful. But we will have a decision by May 1st is what we're told. Nothing new to report on number 18, nothing new to report on number 19, and number 20 is just the notation of the fact that we have the new lawsuit, as you know, was filed by multiple unions over the backdrop modification.
So, there doesn't seem to be any great need to go into closed session today.
And not unless there's questions, you're right. And maybe some of the questions I can handle in open. It just depends what they are.
Supervisor Alexander?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'm wondering if corporate counsel could provide us some comments or insight. I know it's new news, but about the complaint filed by former Supervisor Joe Rice yesterday.
Well, I can say two things, publicly at least. One is...
Are we allowed to do this? I don't want Joe Rice to complain that we're talking about this and it's not on the agenda.
That's a good point.
I would note that in anticipation of this exact issue, a couple months ago I actually changed the first sentences of the memo to indicate not that we're going to discuss the following list, but we'll discuss any litigation pending against the county up to and including the list. So I believe we're free to discuss any litigation pending against the county.
I appreciate your question. Yeah. I just want to be careful with this guy.
Yeah, I was going to be very brief.
He's raising sort of these red herrings. I don't want to give him another red herring to raise that then you and I or anybody else has to respond to. So if you want to talk to Supervisor Alexander privately about what you think we should do, and in that case, I would prefer to do it that way or anybody else privately rather than doing it here. If he wasn't noticed, I don't want him thinking and saying that then we're violating his open meeting rights.
I'm okay with that, Mr. Chairman. Thank you. I know that the board has experienced a similar situation in the past, and I wasn't here then, so whatever process we're about to go through is new to me, but I will touch base with corporate counsel personally. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to state for the record, I believe we can safely do this, but I also respect the chair's discretion to be super safe.
You're probably right, but I'd rather be super safe at this point. Any further?
We're close to adjournment. May I take it?
But
I have something I wanted to say though first, and that is, yes, I'm sure you had the same thoughts. I'm sure we all have the same thoughts. So before it passes, and I appreciate maybe being reminded about this, Carol. How many years have you served the county? Because you've been on
21 years.
So I guess we all. You stepped on a situation here coming into the committee clerk. We've appreciated, I'll speak for myself, but I think I'm speaking for everybody. Appreciate your efforts in previously in budget and everything else. People have mentioned to me about that all your work you've done in those areas as well. So I wish you all the best and thank you for your service.
I would just like to add to that I've only been here a year, but Carol has been extremely helpful to me in setting these up, and it's been great to work with her. And we'll miss her a lot. I think we would be remiss, too, if we didn't mention Mr. Kamholz. This may be his last meeting with us. I don't know when his start date is at a new job. But
I did say something nice, didn't I?
I do think that he's done a good job in his role of representing the county executive and providing us with good information. And sometimes he was put in a difficult position by us. And I think he's one member of the county executive staff that will be greatly missed around here, by me at least.
I'll
look
for that.
Thank you for that.
No other comments, questions, or accolades, and we'll be adjourned.
Thank you.